Welcome to the Build Direct Blog. Hello, I'm Jonathan Narvey with Build Direct, and I'm talking with Heather Ross. She's located in Vancouver. She's an artist, photographer, and designer, known for her wonderful sense of color, keen eye, and evocative imagery. So I wanted to talk with Heather today about injecting the personal into your interior design project. So how do you do that?
One of the principles I always sort of go with is sort of paying attention to what you're drawn to, what you're naturally drawn to. So whether you're doing your own space or a designer is working with a client, it's sort of about paying attention to what sorts of things really resonate to the person in regards to colors, how colors make people feel, textures, what sort of, I personally am very inspired by nature, so natural found objects is something that really sort of speak to me, and I like to incorporate them into my own space just because I, you know, love being surrounded by natural objects. I think they have such a, their own innate sort of beauty and energy. And, but, you know, people have different histories, different reasons why they respond to things. It might be based on travels, places they've been to in their life. So they might love, you know, Indian carvings because they spent some time there, or they may love ceramic bowls and vases and cups because when they were younger, you know, they did that sort of work. So I'd say the first thing is sort of paying attention to what you're drawn to, and then having sort of a deeper look for sort of what that thread is, what, why that is, and then sort of going along that path.
Can someone, whether they're a designer or just someone interested in design, or they're doing a home reno, or just doing a different room for their home or office, can someone go too far when they're injecting the personal, or is it all good?
Well, I think there's definitely a distinction between a workspace and a personal space. Absolutely. I mean, obviously, it depends on what the workspace is. If somebody's a lawyer, that's a bit different than if they have a space to the public, but they're like an artisan, or they are maybe involved in a little bit more of a design or visual field. Somebody might even, like, do work in therapy or be a massage therapist, so they have a workspace. And so depending on the mood and the atmosphere of the space that they're creating, I think there's a line between making a space feel personalized both for the person who is working in the space and for people that might encounter that space. And then there is a line where it's too personal, definitely, where there's things that, you know, maybe are better off being edited out or being in somebody's, like, bedroom space or displayed sitting in a little corner in a bathroom, but not out for everybody's perusal.
How about for outdoor spaces like gardens, out in the back or on the patio? How do people tend to, inject a bit of personal creativity there?
I personally, I love the garden. I love gardens. I love nature, anything. And I have a lot of sort of antique elements combined on my patio. So, like, old floral containers, old urns, and I have a bird bath that maybe is sort of on one level, it's a bit haphazard and starting to chip off. And I have it filled with seashells and actually old Japanese fish floats that my family actually has, because my grandmother lived on Ingus Bay where they used to roll up. And I collect things like pine cones and have them in baskets and little, you know, areas sort of on the patio that's covered. Even just bringing in so that you can have outdoor sort of candles and lanterns. I think it's really interesting if you use something as a floral container that might not necessarily have been. So you're sort of, you know, nowadays, you know, the cattail phrase would be like repurposing something, which can be quite interesting. And then again, it's like bringing the choice of the flowers, the colors, your textures. I mean, if somebody is more like minimalistic and they like more architectural forms in general, then they might like a garden that's really sculptural and has like succulents in it. And if somebody is very romantic or feminine, then they might want lots of really soft, you know, lush florals and, you know, more sort of pastel colors. And again, for me, it's always about authenticity, about people staying authentic to what they really find beautiful and what they feel good being surrounded by.
Well, it's really a lot to think about. Hey, where can the listeners get more information about what we've been talking about today?
Well, I have a boutique, and my shop is a mix of new and old, so I do all the buying, and I travel, and I have a lot of one-of-a-kind objects in there that I mix with natural elements, and also I have my art and my photography, which is also quite nature-inspired, so it's a mix of that, again, the old and the new, and lots of sort of uniqueness, texture, patina. And I have a blog, which is my new project, because I'm working on a book, so the blog is kind of supporting the book. And it's called The Natural Eclectic, Heather Ross, The Natural Eclectic, where I talk about themes like we just discussed, about being inspired by nature and listening to your own voice and intuition in design and paying attention to what you consider beautiful and why, and you know, kind of just creating really harmonious environments.
And thanks very much for taking the time to talk with me today, Heather.
My pleasure, Jonathan. Thank you for the good questions.